With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The Montana Health Department is reporting 415 confirmed cases of the COVID-19 illness. Toole County health officials today announced a fourth death there, bringing the state's total to 8. 21 people are hospitalized and 218 have recovered. The state reported 11 new cases today, a slight uptick compared to earlier this week when daily results netted single digits. The state public health lab today ran 350 COVID tests, bringing the lab's total to just under 10,000 tests. That does not include testing numbers sent to private labs for analysis. Montana hospitals have reduced or canceled elective surgeries to make room for coronavirus patients, cutting revenue and triggering furloughs and layoffs at medical facilities. The Montana Hospital Association, which includes 88 hospitals and other medical facilities, has estimated that canceling pre-scheduled procedures could cost state hospitals up to $100 million after the first 3 weeks of the pandemic. That's according to the Missoulian. The association's CEO says Congress provided financial support to hospitals, but several in the state have too many employees to qualify for part of the $111 million earmarked for Montana. Congress signed the CARES Act into law on March 27th, providing financial support to hospitals across the country, but it is unclear when the pandemic will end and how much more money might be needed to keep medical facilities operational. Three Montana healthcare centers will receive a total of $1.4 million in the form of state emergency loans. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
McCone County Health and Circle, Glendive Medical Center, and Alluvian Health in Great Falls will receive short-term, low-interest emergency loans up to $500,000. Funding for two more centers, Roosevelt Medical Center in Culbertson and Granite County Medical Center in Phillipsburg, are still being processed. The emergency loans are made available by the Montana Facility Finance Authority. The executive director of the MFFA said the funding will keep the doors open and essential healthcare workers paid at facilities across Montana. The Montana Department of Commerce says some healthcare facilities have reported no available cash on hand or only days' worth of operating funding available as they've pushed back non-critical procedures and patient appointments to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus and prepare for COVID-19 patients. Also on Thursday, Marias Healthcare Services in Shelby and Sapphire Community Health in Hamilton received more than $600,000 each for operational federal funds unrelated to coronavirus relief packages. Earlier this month, over $9 million became available through the CARES Act to support 14 community health centers in Montana. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
The chairwoman of Montana's Legislative Audit Committee says she doubts the state can justify spending all of the $1.25 billion it expects to receive under the federal coronavirus relief bill. Republican Representative Dee Brown of Billings said today the spending will be subject to oversight by the Legislative Audit Committee. The state has not received the money or guidance on how it can be spent. The amount is nearly half of the state's general fund spending for the financial year that ends June 30th. Governor Steve Bullock appointed a 26-member Coronavirus Relief Fund task force Wednesday to advise him on how to spend the $1.25 billion responsibly and quickly to help those financially impacted by efforts to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The dollars funding Montana's U.S. Senate race grew by the millions since the start of 2020. According to federal campaign finance reports, Democratic Governor Steve Bullock has drawn in a net of $3.3 million since he entered the race in early March. After some spending, Bullock still ended the first quarter of 2020 with more than $3 million in the bank. The federal reports show incumbent Republican Steve Daines raised a net of $1.2 million this quarter. Daines still leads cash on hand in the race with $5.6 million. Both Daines and Bullock face primary opponents in June, but the challenger's fundraising and political clout lags behind. Democrat John Muse currently has just over $3,100 in the bank. The two Republicans opposing Daines have not yet filed campaign finance reports. The same can be said for the Libertarian and Green Party candidates in the race. Montana's U.S. Senate contest is expected to draw national attention and money as Democrats seek to gain control of the chamber and Republicans fight to keep it. Montana Governor Steve Bullock is defending his continued social distancing orders after pushback from Republican state lawmakers. Earlier this week, top GOP leaders urged Bullock to re-engage the state economy by allowing counties with no COVID-19 cases to go back to work. In a letter today, Bullock said, quote, "It would be irresponsible and potentially fatal to move too quickly and risk an unnecessary spike in cases and deaths of Montanans," end quote. Bullock says Montana cannot risk becoming a hotspot like South Dakota, which has not issued a statewide stay-at-home order and is reporting 1,300 cases of the COVID-19 illness. The vast majority are associated with a meatpacking plant. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Cole Grant.